When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Alex.
Yo, Joe, James, John, Rhea, and Devin, how are we doing this morning?
Doing great, Alex.
And Ross. Good morning, Alex.
Ross, too, of course.
What's
of course,
up, Alex?
Ross. Yeah, guys, to me, I watched a whole lot of football yesterday, and the balance of power really stood out to me, at least in terms of the quarterbacks.
The imbalance?
Yeah, the imbalance. To me, the top six quarterbacks play in the AFC. And, you know, guys like Joe Burrow and Josh Allen were just unbelievable yesterday. And the Eagles playing in the NFC, you know, we're not going to have to deal with any of that in the playoffs. I can't help but think about our path to New Orleans. And I got to tell you, I'm loading up on futures bets. I'm looking into hotel rooms in New Orleans.
Whoa.
For the second week of February, guys, I am pumped.
Look, Alex, okay. It is easier from the NFC. This year, I do believe that. And I do believe the remarkable difference between NFC quarterbacks and AFC quarterbacks is, it almost reminds me like what the NBA had for about 20 years, where most of the best players were in the Western Conference. I don't know why, but yeah. It is what it is now. I mean, you know, is Hurts the best quarterback in the NFC, John?
Well, hold on a second, Joe. Let me just say this.
Is he? Go ahead,
Goff,
Ross.
Yeah, well, Goff has been playing unbelievable.
I know, but no one's gonna say he scares you the way those AFC guys scare you. No one's gonna say that.
Well, but
he's
why?
Been operating
because he's not as good as they are.
The offense,
but why? You don't think
such a high
who
level.
Do you think's better, Justin Herbert, who was awesome last night, or Jared Goff?
Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I tend to think it's Herbert, but it's close. But I mean,
so Herbert's more talented.
Yeah, but
more physically talented. But Goff is playing.
But Ross,
at
you're
a
also
really high level.
But Ross, you're also choosing the guy that's probably fifth at best in the AFC. I mean, if you're really talking the top AFC, you're talking Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, and Burrow. I mean, those
I
are the four,
agree.
And I think they're the four best quarterbacks in pro football.
Well, Burrow's team is 4-7.
No, I know, but I still think. But I understand that. But I do think they are the four best quarterbacks in pro football. And it is made easier. But, I mean, let's put it this way. If the Eagles have to face the Lions, and they very well might, NFC Championship game, obviously it's daunting to an extent. But no one goes into that saying, my God, I'm so scared of Jared Goff.
No, and I agree with that. I'll just say this, though. If you look at the playoff teams right now in the NFC, okay,
mm-hmm.
The Cardinals, Kyler Murray is playing really good football. The Falcons, Cousins, we know his deal. Okay, the Packers, Jordan Love, I mean, that guy, there are people that think he's been playing like a top five guy. We know Jaden Daniels, although I don't think he really looked all that great.
He looked horrible.
On Thursday night.
And then Purdy, if they get in there. I know.
It's not like the quarterbacks in the NFC stink. I think you're right that those are the top four guys, but it's not like the Eagles are going to play teams in the playoffs whose quarterbacks stink.
I agree with that. All right, Alex, give me a big-time answer here. Like the Mike Tyson fight the other day, what was underwhelming?
Well, it's currently underwhelming every single year, and that's Philadelphia winter sports.
It's another way to put it. I mean, Philadelphia winter sports.
Okay. Poor Flyers catching shrapnel because of the Sixers when they're actually playing decently.
I'm writing it down. You know what the crazy thing about that is? The Sixers have made the playoffs seven straight years, yeah. And I think it's the second longest stretch, I think, in the history of the franchise. The only time they made the playoffs more consecutively was a Dr. J stretch, which would be, I guess, what, 77 through 87. Well, they made it all the way through his last year, and then they missed it in 88. His last year was 87. 86, he missed a jump shot at the buzzer, lost to the Bucks game 5. And then 87, they lost a game 5, but that was it for him. And then 88, they missed it in Barkley's first year alone, and then they got better. But anyway, my point is they have made it 7 straight years, but it was so... Anyway, you guys get the point. 215-592-9494.
Second round continues to really leave a bad taste.
If they even get there. Look, they could get knocked out in a play-in freaking round this year.
It makes you think of the Eagles. Remember when they kept making it to NFC championships, and then you're like, all right, they can't get...
Sure.
The sigh of relief when they finally got to the Super Bowl, even though they did look,
yep.
I just remember that. Like, this team can't even, get past the second
round. This is also where I thought when people started equating the Phillies in October to the Sixers, I thought it was unfair. The Phillies have given us a lot more thrills than the Sixers.
Yes.
A lot more.
Yeah.
And so did that Eagles group of Donovan and Doc.
They're going backwards, but they have.
I mean, Donovan and Doc won, that group won 10 playoff games together. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of playoff games. All right, Seltzer, we're about an hour since I said there was something from the Nance Romo broadcast that bothered me. Now, Ross is in a tough spot here because he works for CBS. Ross, I don't expect you to, blast that. But, James, do you have any guess from, and this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494. Let me put it so, I'll give you a hint. I would say the thing that irritated me from this broadcast, which otherwise I thought was an outstanding broadcast, very compelling game, I would say it probably happened 30 to 50 times.
30 to 50 times.
30 to 50 times this thing that annoyed me happened. Do you have any guess?
I don't.
Okay. We'll see if anyone can get it.
I'm intrigued.
The slobbering over Mahomes and Josh Allen.
No.
That took place.
Yeah, but that's warranted. They might be the two best.
Yeah.
I know, but it's like, my God. Jeez.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
Ken, do you know what bugged me from that broadcast?
I the sound of Tony Romo's voice.
I have something that bugged me after we talked to Ken. I don't understand what the heck is going on.
All right, well, we'll find out. Ken, I thought Romo did a good job, actually. But go ahead. What do you got on the Eagles or Tyson?
Well, I had a bunch of great stuff, but now I realize that we're all going to be dead and dust. And
oh, that really did matter for you. Yeah.
So I'm kind of depressed this morning.
By the way, no
spouting profundities.
By the way, know this.
Registered.
Let me tell you this, Ken.
Hammer!
Does care about legacy. All right? Just to be clear. I want a monument. I want it in Washington, D.C., and I want to be on Mount Rushmore. But
you might care too much about legacy.
All right, Ken, what do you got?
So just on the fight real fast, all these conspiracy theories and stuff like that. Who could have possibly guessed that a fraud internet boxer and a 58-year-old man with bad knees would not put on a compelling contest? I mean, you don't need any conspiracy theories to explain this. One guy's a fraud. The other guy's almost as old as me and in worse shape. So, there's your answer. Watching the game just say, first of all, it reminds me, like you said, Joe, the NFL is just great.
Oh,
like,
there's nothing like
the NFL. Nothing like it. Mm-hmm. And it's why the NFL is this machine that will just continue to print money, because it's just great. But the Lions are the bright, shiny object right now, and everybody loves Dan Campbell. They go for it on fourth down all the time. Everybody loves that Dan Campbell goes for it on fourth down all the time.
They were 3-for-3
Everybody
yesterday.
Wants to crucify Nick Sirianni because he goes for it on fourth down all the time. The back end of the Lions defense does not scare me at all. So I think when you look at the rosters and you add them up, man for man, I do think that the Eagles are a better football team. I saw a team in Jacksonville yesterday that pretty much knows that their head coach is about to get fired during the bye week and doesn't really seem to care too much about that. So, it's a week-to-week league, and the most dangerous thing you can do is take, individual matchups between two teams and say, well, this team beat this team by 40 and this team beat this team by 10, so they're 30 points better. You can't really do that. No. There's maybe 5 really legitimately good teams in the NFL, and the thing that I can't understand, which just continues to be a mystery to me at this point, is how did the Steelers continue to win football?
It's a great question. It's a great question. People that were criticizing Tomlin after last year because he hasn't had much playoff success in recent years, they got to shut their mouths. I mean, he hasn't had a quarterback that anyone's really believed in about 6 years. Okay, so
Using two now.
Yeah, he's using two. Russell Wilson's playing better than he did the last 2 or 3 years, but not great. But they still win. I think Tomlin
he's remarkable, is what he is.
He's incredible. Ken, give me an answer. What was underwhelming?
Every trade deadline for the Philadelphia Phillies under Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Wow. That is a really good answer. It's been three in a row. James, who's the best player they got at a trade deadline?
Oh, that's a good question. Estevez, maybe? Yikes.
That's a yikes.
I mean, Brandon Marsh, maybe?
Brandon Marsh, probably.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, Brandon Marsh. That had an impact. I think that's fair. 215-592-9494.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.